The mass shooting in Las Vegas has added new urgency to the gun control debate, and that will likely invigorate groups like the Three Percenters Militia, which staunchly defends gun ownership. Militia groups have recently become much more visible, and Three Percenters have been showing up at political demonstrations dressed for battle. It's a relatively new tactic for this militia, and one that's causing a stir. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
A social justice protest in the heart of Kansas City in August drew several hundred people, but many seemed distracted. Will Jones, for instance, kept looking nervously over his shoulder towards a couple dozen people dressed in camo, armed with guns, knives, and bulletproof vests.
Well, I'm just looking at the white supremacists, whoever they are up there with their guns. You know, I'm just curious what they're up to and just glancing at everyone once in a while.
It was Jones' first brush with the Missouri Three Percenters Militia. The name comes from the legend that only 3% of the population actually fought in the Revolutionary War, idea being that a small armed force can have a big influence. But to Amanda Veen, the 3%ers look more like an invading army.
Well, they came with guns, so I came with a baseball bat. If they attack us, I mean, we have to do something. I'm not just going to sit by and let it happen.
But militia leaders insist they're not out for trouble.
We stand for anybody's right, First Amendment right. We weren't there to counter-protest. We just wanted to make sure that nobody got hurt.
Robert Malcolm is state spokesman for the Missouri Three Percenters, and he wants it understood that the militia is not siding with white supremacists. In fact, he says, racism in his militia is strictly forbidden.
By law number 5, our brothers and sisters are of all races, colors, and creeds. Any comments or actions of a racial tone are made, the violator shall be expelled from the group and blocked from ever joining again.
Now, there's nothing stopping wannabes from just dressing up and playing militia, and there's lots of little militia groups, so it's messy. But as a rule, real members of organized right-wing militias tend to have a few things in common. Most are big on gun rights, prepping for social collapse, and a strict interpretation of the Constitution. A lot of them take a dim view of Muslims. And Malcolm says they do not like Nazis.
We stand against the alt-right just as much as we stand against the alt-left, I guess you could call it. We're not extremists.
And historically, militias have not been all that political. They mostly kept to themselves, training in the woods and such. This being out in public at protests is a fairly new thing. And Malcolm says it's all about free speech.
The First Amendment is more in peril than at any time in our existence as a nation.
And as far as Malcolm is concerned, that existential threat to one of our fundamental freedoms comes chiefly from a small group of protesters on the left.
Antifa makes it quite clear the only opinion is their opinion.
But some see the militia as the ones menacing free speech. A Kansas City area teenager named Andy organized that recent rally where the 3%ers showed up. Andy doesn't want her name used because she's afraid of reprisals, but she says the militia presence felt ominous.
It was definitely very intimidating, very brooding. It wasn't a wow, I feel really protected by these people being here. It was I really hope they don't shoot me.
And that fear sparked calls to prohibit people from openly carrying weapons at demonstrations. But Kansas City Mayor Sly James, a Democrat, says the city's hands are tied.
Well, first of all, you can't say no guns at protests because it's a Second Amendment right, and the state of Missouri has decided that anybody can have a gun at any time, damn near any place.
So get used to seeing armed militia at political rallies. But what are they really doing there? Professor Don Heider-Markell says it may have less to do with protecting or intimidating protesters and more to do with bolstering their own organizations.
A new lease on life, for sure, for militia groups.
Heider-Markell says Trump's election victory hurt the militias. Many militia members, he says, saw Obama as a peril to democracy. With him and Hillary Clinton out of the way, there was little to mobilize against. Then came the post-election protests, the fights over Confederate monuments, the violence in Charlottesville. Heider-Markell says angry protesters on the left sharpened the militias' sense of purpose.
if anything, it sort of feeds into the arguments that groups like the militia groups, the NRA, the current administration is trying to make, that this left is dangerous. It's not just their ideas are dangerous. They're actually dangerous in the streets, and they're confirming it.
But militia groups also confirm liberal fears. And Heider Markel says that when militias show up at protests, they're lumped in with white supremacists.
I think it is a risky strategy for them, especially since they have struggled consistently to get rid of this label that they're just sort of recreated Klansmen and neo-Nazis.
Heider Markel says that real militia members have done a pretty good job of staying neutral so far. That doesn't ease the minds of protesters, who tend to see the militia as provocateurs rather than peacemakers. For Here and Now, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.